This is amazing.
It's so professional.
Can you see it? Spot on.
Yeah.
Catherine, can you tell the people what the fuck just happened to you?
I just got a text from a number that I don't have saved in my phone, inviting me for a cash wine night, and I don't know who it is. I'm afraid to ask.
I wish we could just put the phone number on blast on
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Like, it's an area code I've never seen before. When I Googled it, I'm like, I can't think of anyone off the top of my head who's from there.
Very impromptu wine night. It is Friday.
I mean, like, it's a common known fact. I enjoy a wine.
Yeah.
And I enjoy a wine night.
Oh, wine.
Especially cash.
A wine.
Cash wine.
I love a good cash wine.
Cash wine. Can you also tell our listeners what you hate about indie music now?
Okay, so, like, I mean, I have some beef with indie music. Like, I like indie music, but I also don't love some of the things they do. And the other day, I was listening to an indie song, and I was like, oh, this is a good song. And then I got to the chorus, and I'm like, they always do this. Like, it's a trend in indie music now to where, especially, specifically in the chorus, they, like, boost all the mids and drown out the vocals. So, like, you can hear that someone is singing, but you can't hear what they're saying. It's super muddled. And everything just blurs together. Like, it's so
I've definitely heard it
muddy,
in a few bands.
And it sounds so bad to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're at a really poorly produced concert with zero budget.
Yes.
And that's not fun to me, especially when, like, that particular artist who is singing, one, has enough money. Like, they are well known enough at this point that they they shouldn't be having badly produced music. So this means it was an artistic
choice. It's poorly mixed, it's poorly mastered.
But the thing is, the rest of the song was done well.
Yes.
It's just the chorus, and it makes me think it's a stylistic thing. Because
I kind of believe it's a stylistic thing.
Yeah, I think it's specifically a stylistic thing, and I really, really hate it.
Yes.
Because, like, there's badly mixed music, and then it's music that is mixed to sound a certain way, and I feel like that's what a lot of this indie music does.
It's fucking, yeah.
And it's awful, because they take these people with these really good voices, and then you can't hear them for the chorus, and it's just a bunch of
just wailing reverb guitar everywhere.
Yeah, and you can't hear any, it's not even like, oh, we're showcasing the guitar, we're showcasing drums, or showcasing whatever instrument's being used, because everything just blurs together. It just sounds like a mush of noise. I hate it. It really, really bothers me. And that's, I think, also why a lot of indie music nowadays will sound the same, because it all just sounds like muddled garbage.
This is why Catherine loves new metal.
It's true.
It's well mixed and produced. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be our longest intro ever. Because there's just a lot that's happened. We're not going to Woodstock anymore.
No.
Sorry to break your hearts. I checked housing, and everything is completely booked.
Which is not surprising. I mean, it's
all the
Woodstock.
Shitty motels, all the Airbnbs, all booked. The closest thing that you can find to there is in Ithaca, which is maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I'm like, no.
I'm good, thank you.
Warped Tour, the other day, announced 5 shows for this 25th anniversary, and none of them are within our area.
Well, guess like we're Ohio. Not going to Warped Tour either.
We're not going to Warped Tour. The government's not shut down.
For now.
For now. And
what if it's shut down again by the time we upload this?
We're so fucking late anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, at least we'll do our jobs. Will they do theirs?
Mm-hmm.
And to end our long intro, Bring Me the Horizon dropped a new album.
Yep.
And I cannot stop listening to it.
Yeah, I think the other day I was on Spotify, and there were, like, 4 different of my friends who were all listening to it at the same time. Yeah.
Yes. It is, you need to listen to that shit. Some people don't like it. I'm just like, it's blending electronic music and metalcore so well. And I'm like, I'm all for this shit. I'm all for this. I'm also for talking about the 2000s. I'm a master at this shit.
Okay. Sure you are.
Please insert crow noises into this shit.
It's just gonna be like caw caw.
Caw!
Caw caw, motherfucker.
We are here on this glorious snowy day to talk about Sheryl
Is this
Crow.
really a glorious snowy day, or is it just a gross, cold snowy day? Because this isn't even, like, pretty snow. It's just...
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad.
Up northwest got a little bit of snow.
We
got, like, an inch or two.
Yeah, people die during this whole thing. It's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
But what's not sad is Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow is not sad.
Or is she? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
New conspiracy.
Oh, my God. Is she sad? Time to hear our thoughts. Here are the five things that... The five questions most asked about Sheryl Crow on Google.
Oh, boy.
Who is the father of Sheryl Crow's child?
Okay, relatable.
Fun fact, her sons are adopted. There are no...
Well, technically, there are fathers.
There are fathers. They're just not there.
Not in the picture.
No. Is Sheryl Crow single? Yes.
Our single queen.
This feeds into our theory of her having a sex cult and killing the unworthy.
It's true.
I firmly believe this. How much does Sheryl Crow make? She is worth $40 million. How old is she? She's 56.
A queen.
She doesn't look a day over 45.
She really doesn't.
Who did Sheryl Crow marry? Trick question. She's never been married. She's never been married. No man can tie that ass down.
She's too occupied with her sex cult.
Yeah.
Not enough time to go on
cults,
Tinder.
Cults are exhausting. She has gone out with notable names like Eric Clapton, Lance Armstrong.
Okay.
One Nut Lance.
Oh, boy.
And... Owen Wilson.
Interesting choice. It is
very weird. It is very, very weird.
Out of all of those, Eric Clapton, I think, was the only one that I'm like, okay, sure. Like, yeah, that makes sense. Sense.
Music,
yeah.
Music. Mm-hmm. And then Lance Armstrong, athlete music, then actor. Just hearing, wow.
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 Wow. So you do music?
You wake up in the morning, the first thing you hear, wow.
Wow. It's so bright outside.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I firmly believe she is in charge of a cult, a sex cult.
Yeah.
And this all starts...
That's the whole premise of our podcast.
I mean, honestly, this is she has inspired so many of us.
It's true.
Her first album, Tuesday Night Music Club, which is a terrible name for an album, because it just sounds like a thing you do after school in the eighth grade, had six singles. That's half the fucking album. That's crazy. This wasn't in the 2000s, but...
I mean, when you have that many bops, you do what you gotta do.
Homegirl won 2 Grammys. She beat out Mariah Carey, Barbra Streisand, and Celine Dion for Best Pop Vocal and Record of the Year. Let that marinate.
It's deserved.
Yes. Also, Best New Artist, and her biggest song off that song was All I Want to Do.
Yeah.
Which is...
A true bop.
It is the anthem.
A true bop.
It is the anthem for white girls who dance with the lights on.
I have, like... I should make, like, a fun summer playlist, like, driving with the windows down playlist, and it's just All I Want to Do on repeat.
On repeat. Because
like,
that's all you
want to
do.
Yeah.
That's
all I want to do is listen to All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow.
All you want to do is have some
and
fun.
And also join her sex cult.
I don't want that image in my head. We've all definitely heard that song a million times in commercials, rom-coms, and it's definitely the song you dance to when you're cleaning on that bright day, no one's around, and you're single,
mm-hmm.
and you live in a studio apartment.
I want a rom-com when the entire soundtrack and score is done by Sheryl Crow.
I also do appreciate Sheryl Crow for being lyrical.
Because
you know how like some people are just like more pop vocal and more about the usual shit. And she actually writes really good music.
Yeah, yeah.
That like there's a story behind each one. And she mixes like really great folk rock and pop genres really well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in this album. But she also had major help from a band called Tuesday Music Club that helped write most of the songs. And I can kind of, like, the way she sings her early on, I'm like, I could see Sheryl Crow being in a punk band. I could see her being in a punk band.
I'd love that. There's this one song. Oh, gosh. I wonder if I can remember what it's called.
She talks about a lot of drug addiction and shit.
Yeah. But there's this one song that I loved when I was a young fetus.
A young lad.
And it was like... And the chorus was like, I want to be a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair or something like that. I may not be perfectly accurate with those lyrics. Or I want to be a punk rocker. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I don't even remember how I found the song when I was young.
It's not even Sheryl Crow.
No, I know. I never said it was.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, like, thought of that. That's pretty good. I wanted to share. I think it's 2000s.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's the time period in which I knew the song anyways. So.
So that band helped a lot of the album. And that is a fact that will bleed into the next album. Because there was drama that happened. That ensued. Now, the first two albums weren't obviously in the 2000s. It was in the 90s. Catherine's yawning.
I'm very tired.
Yes. But we can't talk about her without mentioning her best work, which is like these, really, I think her second album, her self-titled album, was her best album, you know, and they still bled into the 2000s because they sounded like the fucking 2000s. It sounded like real poppy, safe rock.
Right.
And they've aged, some songs have aged relatively well.
All I Want to Do Never Gets Old.
All I Want to Do Never Gets Old. Imagine that, but in trap version. It still works. Because all you want to do is have some fun.
It's true, yeah.
And blow stacks. And do coke.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. Well, which also helps the fact why you hate certain the way indie music sounds now.
Yeah.
Because her voice was the main driving force in her music.
Right.
Everything else was secondary. It was her fucking voice. And so her second album, self-titled... Iconic fucking cover, grungy Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
This is an album I would own on vinyl. And it's regarded as her best work. All the guitars are filthier, her harder sound of her voice. It's an awesome album. And there was mild drama, which I like drama behind music because I feel like it makes the music way better unless you're Guns N' Roses. In terms of, it'll just make your music shittier. Because everyone hates each other. So in 1994, during a performance of Leaving Las Vegas from their first album on David Letterman, he asked Sheryl if the song was autobiographical, and she was like, yeah. And one of the band members was pissed because he wrote that song, which was also the title of his friend's book. Then 3 weeks later, his friend killed himself.
Very depressing.
This is part one of my theory on Sheryl Crow. My new theory.
I like how you have this long note about what happened and then a bullet point below it that just says, fucking wild.
Yeah, because when I read it, I was like, fucking wild, man. The guy's family insisted Crow wasn't the reason he killed himself, but he was pretty fucking pissed. One of the other musicians, Bill Bottrell, was going to co-produce and co-write 3 songs on it, but eventually left because him and Crow had differences. So going back to that phone number, they just texted back, LMK girl. Let me know, girl, for you adults that don't know what that means. Please say, I don't think I can make it tonight.
Well, I was going to anyways, because honestly, I have no intention of leaving my house.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking freezing.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm already here. I'm comfy. But I do really want to know who it is. So I'm like, is it more rude to ask who it is before or after I say no?
Oh, my God. It is. I don't know. Guys, email us that response.
I feel like I talk might, to us. I feel like I'll say no first, because I feel like otherwise it would be like a, who is this? Finds out who they are. Oh, then no. Which I would do to some people.
I feel like that's just 99% at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I no matter who it is, I'm not leaving my house tonight, and that's that. I also...
That's final.
I also drank a decent bit of wine yesterday, and I do not feel any desire to drink a lot tonight.
Very true.
So. Anyways, moving on, I'm going to...
going back to Sheryl Crow, which I spelled with a C in my notes by accident. I'm sorry, Sheryl. So, since Homeboy left, she did most of the guitar, the bass, and the keyboard parts on, like, 80% of the album. Which I think sounds way better in the end of it. And I also think this is the beginning of where she gets the idea to start a cult. I definitely think her mentality of working with men was just so bad, because they were so touchy and, like, thrown off about things, that she was just like, I'm just going to control them in my cult. And if they can't fuck, then they will be fucked. As we talk about Sheryl Crow, there's a mystery unfolding less than half a foot from me of who is this person in White Knight. And Catherine is texting a paragraph's worth of a breakup.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know who this is.
I already said that. I don't think I can, but...
Oh, man. Yeah, Sheryl Crow represents why sometimes you don't need no man.
Just sometimes?
Just sometimes. Well, it's not for some people, but you know.
She has a sex cult. She don't need a man.
She doesn't need anyone.
Mm-hmm. She's got her sex cult behind her.
The tone of this album is so different, especially from the first track, which I'd never heard before in my life, called Maybe Angels. It sounds like a song that she said was inspired by the X-Files, and that's what the fuck it sounds like. It sounds like it could have been on Roswell. It's just slow drums, creepy guitar, it's like real slow.
I need it to be in Roswell. At least the reboot.
Yeah,
I feel like the reboot wouldn't. It's a very different
fuck
vibe.
Fuck, no, I can't. Oh, God. Roswell.
The reboot is so funny.
I don't
want to
know.
It is so funny. I've only seen the pilot so far, but I hear it just gets worse.
No. It's like when they remade Charmed, and I was like, no.
Well, it's better, according to Chad, it's better than Charmed.
That's a lot.
Okay, so basically what they did is they took Roswell, added some diversity, and made it a lot sexier. Like, they are going strong.
Yeah, there were no hot people in the original.
But it's not just like they took hot people. I'm talking like the trailer for it is just a bunch of people making out.
Softcore
and it has
porn.
Words like sexy, electrifying. Like, they're really pushing the sex
sensual
appeal. Yeah, basically.
I mean, it should just be on Showtime at this point.
I mean, honestly, I feel like it fits the CW, though.
Very much so.
Yeah. That's why they aged them all up in the reboot.
I mean, I don't
know.
So
it's less weird to have teenagers just
yeah, when
real
teenagers
horny.
Fuck, it's just weird to watch.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Riverdale.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so Sheryl Crow said Maybe Angels was, quote, an extraterrestrial yarn that finds Kurt Cobain joining John Lennon in Heaven's Winged Choir. Who the fuck says shit like that?
I don't know. I was about to just say, what the fuck does that mean?
This album was not allowed in stores in Walmart. It was banned. Because in her song, Love is a Good Thing, she criticizes Walmart for selling guns. Mind you, this is 1996. They have been selling guns for fucking ever.
Yeah.
And so in that song, the lyrics go, watch out, sister. Watch out, brother. Watch our children as they kill each other with a gun they bought at the Walmart discount stores.
Oof.
What a poem. What a lyric. Also very on the nose.
Etch it on my grave.
Tattoo it. Tattoo that onto my thigh.
That's so specific. Why
it's
your
very
thigh?
Very specific. I didn't want to say arm.
Thigh. So thigh ooh. Was the next thing you went to?
There's more surface area in my thighs.
Okay, that's fair.
Than my arms. But I'm...
Old back tattoo.
But it's... tramp stamp.
Oh my god.
Of that lyric.
Yeah.
Also, if you get a tramp stamp, tramp stamps were very 2000s. If you still have one, we know what you were doing back in 02.
I'm gonna get a tramp stamp of the entire lyrics to All I Wanna Do.
You have to get them in, like, size 2 font.
Yeah, it's going to be such small tiny font that it just looks like a rectangle.
It should just look, like, above your ass. Just, like, it looks like a disclaimer.
Yeah. I think it would...
It looks like a food label warning.
Now that's what I want on my body.
A general surgeon's
forever.
Warning. Do not drink while pregnant. Yeah, Sheryl Crow, the activist early on in her career, and also wild that Walmart is still selling guns in 2019. That I can go buy milk and some ammo at the same time. Now, let's talk about this fucking song.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be that bad. This song is about drug addiction.
This is the song that I play in my car and just screech along to. Because that's the best way to describe how I sing to this song.
I feel like this song is...
And that's why I only do it in my car when I have the music loud enough that I can't really hear myself.
This song is... Should have been in our breakup song episode.
Oh, it's so good.
But also, if... Like, with the lyrics sometimes, it feels like you're just enabling bad habits. Because if it makes you happy...
It can't be that bad.
And now we end the podcast.
All right, bye guys. Gucci.
Oh, that would have been a great segue for the end.
Well, you wasted that one.
I did. I fucked that up.
This is your fault, Jason.
Damn it!
You structure these things.
Fuck.
I just follow along, sort of.
I like to keep things orderly.
Okay, well...
Wrong person
to do the podcast with.
Fuck you. biggest hit, one of the greatest rock songs ever, and it is a phrase you say to your partner when you're in a fight. Correct.
Wait, what?
I said it's a phrase you say to your partner when you're
in a fight.
If it
makes you happy?
Yeah. Well, it makes you fucking happy! Just start yelling at him.
You peaked it.
Yeah.
I
peaked.
In our elaborate setup. Our elaborate and very professional setup.
Oh, dude. Our setup is held by tarot cards, the carpet, and seen with a mirror.
Yeah. So I can see the screen of the recording.
It is amazing.
It's all very complicated.
She won... The Grammy. Crow is a Grammy winner for, years. She won Best Rock Album at the Grammys. She beat out Dave Matthews, No Doubt, and Neil Young.
I support it.
All here for it. Also, in her next album, she covered Sweet Child of Mine, which I think is way better than the original.
I haven't heard her cover, I don't think, but I'd love to.
It's very good.
It sounds great.
It's very good. It sounds like the type of sound that that the song was meant to have. Like, Slash wasn't meant to be on it. Sheryl Crow was meant to do everything. She won Best Rock Album again for that album, The Globe Sessions. Also, back to her second album, you need to listen to that. And I mean you, I mean the listeners should listen to that shit. It is some good shit. She won Best Rock Album for Globe Sessions. Again, Grammy 2 years in a row, which is wild. Crash and Burn was a song, it's like the only song I heard in that album. It's very 90s. It's super like... grungy, emotional. I don't know what it was with the 90s and just emotions and lyrics.
All the drugs.
I think it's the fucking drugs when everyone's super emotional.
Want to pass me my water? I'm very thirsty. Oh, thank you. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that carbonation.
Carbonated water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, welcome to our ASMR.
Do you think
video.
It just sounds like you're like casting a spell or like you're telling someone.
Welcome to their ASMR video.
Catherine has a good voice for like haunted houses.
Of water that is carbonated. These are my nails.
Can you say I'm gonna haunt your dreams?
I'm gonna haunt your dreams. We should record with actual microphones
more
often.
It's so much fun. Do you think we're going to get sued for defamation if we keep saying Sheryl Crow has a sex cult?
Honestly, if we get that close, like if she or anyone associated with her gets close enough to our podcast to realize that we're defaming her, I'll take it.
There's going to be a picture of us in court, hands behind our backs. It's like, hey, but you can't disprove it. Update. Haha, you've never had my number in the first place. It's your boy Skinny Penis.
Great. I thought it might potentially be that person because the way they were talking, but it was too vague to tell
Skinny
for
Penis.
Sure.
Never gonna forget that. Now, let's skip ahead to 2002 with her fourth album, Come On, Come On, which again is not the greatest album title ever. It was number one on the Billboard charts for adult contemporary.
How many albums does she have?
Strap in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
I think okay. three of those are
I mean,
live
that sounds
albums.
Right. She's been her. Whoa, what's that one called?
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Tuesday Night Music Club.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I'm most familiar with.
Yes. This
for
is
obvious reasons.
Also, like, the cover's super 90s.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's a very iconic cover.
Let's all remember this song.
Oh, yeah.
What's the fucking chorus? This is the song that played through every medication commercial, every depression, every Zoloft commercial you would hear.
I love that you just default to Zoloft whenever you're going to, like,
because they played these kinds of songs.
That's true. Ha! So I'm gonna tell everyone. Till I did. I'm done now.
Jesus Christ. Let's soak up the fucking sun, guys.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like as if you were a plant. Photosynthesis, am I right, ladies?
She threw away all the folk rock and just so was like, fuck it, I want to make money, let's make pop rock. Let's do that adult contemporary shit.
And it's good.
I don't know how to define adult contemporary, but this is it. Like, I don't know what that is.
She says bad words sometimes, so it's for
she
adults.
Says bad words.
So it's for adults. Kids contemporary is like the same but censored. So like the radio edits.
Oh my god. Oh god. It's all like blanked out.
Kids Bop is kids contemporary.
I think Soak Up the Sun has been kids bopped.
Oh well, I mean that doesn't surprise me at all.
Also, there was a remix.
I would be surprised if it wasn't.
The remix version I sent you is fucking crazy.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
It is so
the video
weird.
Also, is the video, is that like the music video or was it made for the remix?
I think it was just like,
because it was so wild.
Because like the music video,
I was thriving.
Because like the music video was just her at the beach. And it low-key looked like the Firefest fucking promo video.
Oh god. The OG.
I mean,
she was a huge inspiration for them.
What the fuck?
I'm so here for it.
Imagine you're 18 in like 2002 in some big rave club in Europe.
Honestly, if I were in the club today and this came on, I would lose my mind.
I would drop acid.
I would white girl run to the dance floor.
White girl run to the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking about when white girls like, it's my song, and they run to the dance floor. And like,
but they never run alone. They grab their friend that they
brought
along.
Yeah, that's part of the white girl run. It's not just run. It's everything they do.
You're not alone. You're not alone in that fight. It was number one on the Hot Dance Club Party list, which is a very specific list. It's the most 2000s fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hell yeah.
Just like the way like the drums were and just like the whole rhythm. I was just like, you're definitely dropping acid in the fucking club to this shit. This is Cheryl's only song to ever be on the Hot Dance Party list.
I mean, a lot of her songs aren't exactly dance party songs. So.
They're not, unless you...
It's like Dance Alone.
Have some random Italian
songs.
DJ remix your shit. Mm. But Soak Up the Sun was such a... is a summer bop.
Truly.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Never gets tired. Never... It ages so well.
It does,
it's
yeah.
It's a fine wine. This is a song they should have used in the Firefest videos.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna soak up the sun, because that's what everyone fucking did.
If Sheryl Crow played at Firefest, I would go. I don't think Jason agrees with me. He's making a face, which I can see in another mirror.
I'm gonna ponder that for a bit.
Sit on it for a bit.
I'm gonna let that marinate. Like, Sheryl Crow at Firefest, like, I don't think millennials are, like, hot for Sheryl Crow.
Well, no, but I am.
Just you alone in the middle of some fucking island?
Oh, yeah.
In a crappy tent?
Just, like, I'm imagining, like, at concert, like, she's up on stage, I'm the only one in the crowd, and I'm, like, losing my mind.
Yeah. Soak Up the Sun, as I said, has been used in depression medication ads and shampoo commercials.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm 1,000% sure. But also, this song is not sensitive to people who are allergic to the sun. Into which I say too bad.
And now we get into the controversy part.
It's offensive.
That's the controversy part of the Wikipedia page.
It says it's that people who are allergic to the sun
are offended.
Can't soak it up.
They're being excluded.
They can't soak it up. They have to hide under shade or an umbrella.
Did you take one of my pieces of candy?
I did.
God damn it, Jason.
Dude, you have an entire bag.
Yeah, I know. For me.
Also, we're sponsored by Wegmans Multivitamins.
They were on sale. This is vitamins being shaken.
Unopened vitamins. Unopened vitamins.
We're going to do an ASMR episode. Just wait.
Her song, Steve McQueen, which is the first song on this album, won a Grammy for Best Female Rock Vocal.
Rock Vocal?
Rock Vocal. Rock Vocal. But honestly, Soak Up the Sun is the best song in this album. Aside from the song Safe and Sound. Now, Safe and Sound is my favorite song off this album. It's really good. It's very emotional. And also, the song is about Owen Wilson. The song is about their relationship. And the way the lyrics go and the song goes, Owen Wilson has been battling depression for a long fucking time.
Safe and Sound by Capital Cities.
What? No.
I know, but just when you said that, I immediately shot backwards into time to that one song that was everywhere for a very long time by Capital Cities. And so I Googled it because I didn't remember who it was by.
Can't wait for it to be our outro.
Safe and Sound, Capital Cities, 2011.
Yeah, don't wake up the neighbors now. Calm down.
Blasts Safe and Sound by Capital Cities in my room at night. That's my average Friday night.
Oh, man. I can't find it. So, Safe and Sound is about their relationship. And the way a lot of the lyrics go, it's like, holy shit, like, that must have been emotionally rough. And then they broke up. Sheryl Crow.
Great story. Thanks, Jason.
I mean, I don't have the lyrics off the top of my head, and I don't want to Google them. But it's like, one, it's a really good song. You'd love it. It's like those, that existential playlist you can put on.
Oh, love a good existential song. Yeah.
At the behest of her agents, I think, she did a fucking song with Kid Rock.
Oh, Picture.
Pictures.
Ah, love that song.
And this is post-new metal Kid Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
This was when he went country, which is probably the best career decision he's ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a bad song. Like, Kid Rock can, like, really groove in a song. He can sing. He's bringing out his inner Garth Brooks. Like, it's not bad at all.
No, it's a decent song.
Fuck yeah. And Sheryl has also done a fair amount of television, such as One Tree Hill.
Classic.
So my thing is, what if she was on the episode when Fall Out Boy was on as well?
Ooh, that would have been great. Like, I would love to hear a Fall Out Boy Sheryl Crow.
If Thanks for the Memories was adult contemporary.
Oh, interesting concept.
Right?
Like, you know those people that do like 80s remixes of like pop songs? I need that.
Yeah, what
if someone make an adult contemporary version of Thanks for the Memories?
What if punk goes adult contemporary?
Oh, please.
Like, just grab the best.
I'm going to go write a letter to Punk Goes. The Punk Goes people.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, please do Punk Goes adult contemporary.
Try your damnedest.
Punk Goes kids music.
Let's compress all those distortions too clean.
Oh my god.
Let's make it clean and let's add some bongos and cowbells here every now and
then. Oh yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh yeah.
She's been on your favorite show, Cougar Town.
Hell yeah.
For 3 episodes.
Uh-huh.
She's been on Hannah Montana, The Voice, Match Game, and at this point she's going to be on The Masked Singer.
I hope so, because honestly, everyone on that show so far is very boring to me.
I, for the first time, saw that on Monday.
I'm behind because I'm waiting for Chad to return.
Yeah, Chad is in a barren wasteland called Utah.
He sure is.
So, here's my theory on Sheryl Crow. And with her not being in a relationship. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think Sheryl Crow makes men self-destruct. Or in some form. Or it ruins them in some way. And here's why.
How so?
So, Lance Armstrong, formerly decorated Tour de France rider, lost all of his fucking medals, everything. Not post-breakup, post-Cheryl.
Wasn't it like drugs and stuff?
Drugs. Steroids.
Yeah.
His career is shit.
Yeah.
The only thing he has now is a podcast.
And his one ball.
One nut and a podcast.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
He has a podcast.
I mean, who doesn't have a podcast now, am I right?
He doesn't have a podcast. He has a podcast. And the fact that we are doing better than him.
Who has more listens, do you think?
Who's got more balls, do you think?
Actually, us, yeah.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're above Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more medals than Lance Armstrong. He has none.
I don't have a medal.
I do.
Okay, well, someone's a bragger.
Whoa. Calm down. I'm staying humble here. I'm being humble.
Sure.
So, Owen Wilson almost attempted suicide a few years ago.
Wow.
And he's been... Wow.
Sorry.
Too soon? Sorry, I'm an awful person.
I had no other way to
And Eric Clapton, I think he's been sick. Like, he can't play guitar anymore. I think he's getting old and he's really sick.
He got the laryngitis.
Was it laryngitis?
I don't know. What was that one thing in Pitch Perfect where she's like,
nodes.
I have nodes.
You have nodes?
You have nodes? I have nodes.
Yeah, she had nodes.
It's like.
So my thing is that I think anything she touches, specifically a man, in some form or another later in their career, they are destroyed. Because she. I don't think she went out with Kid Rock, but associated with him musically.
Touches them physically, or emotionally, or both.
I'm sure they shook hands.
No, but I mean like to ruin them.
To ruin them?
Does she have to touch them physically, proximity? Emotionally, or both?
Proximity,
purely
I guess.
Proximity?
I guess. Hmm. Touching, I guess like a handshake, emotional connection.
Maybe that's why people don't last long in her sex cult.
That's true. You see what I fucking mean? Mm-hmm. She just gets rid of him. And so basically... Kid Rock, what the fuck is he now? Attempting to run for Congress a few years back and it didn't fucking work out?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he attempted to run for senator.
I mean...
Yeah.
Weirder people have made it
Vote
into the
Rock.
Office, you know?
Yeah.
Like, worse people.
Yeah.
Something out there.
Yeah, and so my thing is, you just don't want to fuck with Sheryl Crow. Doesn't have a husband, doesn't have a man, nothing. Just her and her 2 kids living it up. Being just fine. And if any man comes near her, they are destroyed. And time destroys them for her.
Mad respect.
She is a destroyer of the patriarchy.
She sure is.
Very much so.
We stan a legend.
And we do. We sure fucking do. Yeah, Sheryl Crow, sex cult, legend in music. And a single mom. Oh my fuck.
Yeah, I don't, where are we going from there?
I didn't know. I think.
So you should have saved one of the intros for the outro.
I know, we fucked that up.
Or you should have saved that other thing for it to segue into an outro.
I did.
Look what you've done.
I know. I fucked it up. Album of the week, bro. My album of the week is I'm going to say her self-titled album, Sheryl Crow.
You're going to hate me for mine.
What is
You're
it?
You're going to yell at me.
What is it?
The soundtrack to Mamma Mia.
Go fuck yourself.
See, I told you.
That's not acceptable.
It is.
When did that...
2008, bitch.
Oh, God, no. Mamma fucking Mia, fuck you. Fuck you. I fucking hate you.
Could have said High School Musical.
Fucking trash.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
I
would have accepted High School Musical. I would have 1,000 times been like, yes, HSM.
I love the Mamma Mia soundtrack, so...
Mamma Mia is blasphemy onto this earth.
Fuck you. Mamma Mia is my culture.
Fuck you and your culture. Fuck Mamma Mia. Fuck all that. That is blasphemy onto ABBA. Ruined everything.
I disagree.
Meryl Streep can't sing.
I disagree.
She can act. She cannot fucking sing.
I disagree.
Who paid money to see, what's his name? Pierce Brosnan sing.
Wait, what?
Is he in that movie?
I don't remember.
Pierce Brosnan?
I don't know where other...
He's in the fucking movie.
Is he the guy who plays the one that ends up getting together with a mom at the end? Because he really can't fucking sing. I will say that. And I just avoid all the songs that he's in.
Wrong Hugh. What's
yeah,
his name?
I was going to say.
Hugh,
I don't remember.
Hugh Laurie?
Just search Mamma Mia cast.
That's Hugh Laurie.
He just doesn't want Mamma Mia in his search history.
I even misspelled
Mamiya?
It. Mamma Mia? Fucking I hate you.
Good.
We're supposed to be loving Sheryl Crow, not Colin Firth.
No, Pierce Brosnan. He's the guy who can't fucking sing. Colin Firth isn't great either, but at least the way they have
Guess
him
what?
Sings, okay? But they try having Pierce Brosnan
Meryl
do
Streep
these
cannot
big
sing.
Vocals. And
Stellan Skarsgård
okay.
cannot sing.
Meryl can get away with it.
No.
Yes.
No one can get away with that.
Yes.
No
I'll
one.
I'll fight you on this all day. I do
no
not
No one can get
care.
Away with this. Oh, my God.
I love this movie.
So, we're going to end now before I start punching fucking Catherine in the face.
He's just going to do it after the recording's over, so there's not proof.
I'm seeing the topics in our list, and, like, most of these are covered. We should just, I think we should just talk about fucking, the Arctic Monkeys next time.
Why? No, I'm just so confused. Why the art? Where All did right. this come from?
Let's just talk about... God damn it. Okay. All right. Scratch that. Let's talk
It'll
about...
It'll be a surprise. You'll fucking find out. You
yeah, you'll find
it.
Out. We'll make it up. All right. Adios, everyone.
Gucci.
Go soak up the sun. Oh, God damn it. Go soak up the sun. Do your best.
Unless you're allergic to the sun, in which case, I don't know, go fuck yourself, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.